Hola, buenos días desde Radio Mazarrasa, soy Raquel y estoy aquí con los alumnos de inglés que hoy van a hacer una entrevista en inglés a una persona que ha venido y nos va a responder unas preguntas. Sin más, os dejo con ellos.
Hello, good morning for all of you and thank you for listening to this program. Today we have the opportunity to talk about a fantastic profession with a fantastic professional. His name is David. Good morning, David. I'm Pilar. Could you answer some question about your job?
Good morning, Pilar. Good morning, everybody. Of course, I'm waiting for your questions.
Hello, I am Marga. Where do you work?
Good morning, Marga. I work in Madrid in the airport called Madrid. Well, it's now called Adolfo Suárez Madrid Barajas Airport. That's where I work.
Where do you live?
I live between Madrid and Ciudad Rodrigo because my family lives here, as you know, and I have to go there for work. So between both places, Ciudad Rodrigo and Madrid.
Thank.
Hello. Good morning, David. I am Fermín. Why did you decide to become an air traffic controller?
Well, I'm not sure. I just tried because I had a friend who was an air traffic controller, and he talked me into this profession. I tried. At first, I didn't know exactly what an air traffic controller was, but then I liked it a lot. It's just life. I don't know.
What's the hardest for of your job?
The hardest is to keep focused because you have to be very concentrated, like be not disturbed by all people talking, for example, or noises. The hardest is to keep focus on what you have to do, which is separate planes.
Have you worked in other countries?
Not in other countries, but in other airports. In Logroño, that was my first airport, Logroño Airport, which is very small. Then I moved to Barcelona, which is the opposite. It's very big and a lot of planes. And then I moved to Madrid, mainly to be closer to my family and Ciudad Rodrigo.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to you.
Hello, I am Jaime.
Hello, Jaime.
How many controllers are there in Spain?
In Spain, we are 2,400 controllers, and there is like 200 more controllers that do not control aircrafts, but do like other stuff, like documents and other things. We are like 2,600 in total.
How many planes can be controlled at the same time?
Well, at the same time, by one person, we would say like 15 or 20. It depends on many things, on the airport. If it's more difficult, you have to have less planes. If the airport is easy, for example, Madrid Barajas, it's an easy airport because it's the design, it's well done, okay? Then you can have like 15, 20 per person. In a day, in one day in Barajas, there are like 1,200 operations per day. That's like 600 departures, 600 arrivals. That's in total.
What training is needed to be an air traffic controller?
Well, you need to go through a course like you do here in English. It takes 2 years. In those 2 years, you've got like 8 months, which is only theory about many procedures. But then you go to simulators, the air traffic control simulators. When you work like in a tower or other other places, but it's not real, it's just simulated. There are people, like we do here, talking as they were planes, moving the planes in the screen, and then you have to work there to prove. And then it takes like 6 months to 1 year to get to work at your destination. For example, you go to Barajas, you need to practice a lot in Barajas because all the procedures and the points there, it's got their names, and you have to practice in Barajas for 6 months. In other places, it's up to 1 year. So it takes at least 3 years to become an air traffic controller in one place. Thanks to you.
Hello. I am Lali. How many hours a day do you work?
Well, we work in average 8 hours a day. In the daily turns, which are morning and the evening, they are like 7 hours. And then the night, it's like 10 hours or so. It's longer because there are fewer planes and you can rest more. You can just you don't have to work 10 hours in a row. Just you work 2 hours, you can get some sleep, just a little bit. So that's it. But it's like an average roll, 8 hours a day.
Why are flights delayed?
Well, that's a tricky question. There are many, many reasons for delays. I just to list some of them. The most common is weather. When there is a storm or just these big clouds we've got today, they are called cumulonimbus. It's in Latin, cumulonimbus. Planes cannot fly through these clouds, so they have to be diverted. So for safety, so that we can have the planes at the optimal distance, you know, they don't get too close, we need to delay them because sometimes they cannot go all in the same, for example, airway. It's like a taxiway, but in the airway. Together, they need to keep a distance, which is usually 5 miles. It's like 8 kilometers. And that's a more common reason, but there are many reasons. For example, an airport, it's a really difficult place. For you to imagine, there are, in average, like 25,000 people working in Madrid during the summer. It's a lot of people. They all need to do their part, a small part, but everything needs to be coordinated. That's not easy. That's not easy for the companies, the pilots, the staff, the ground, the baggage. It's a difficult business.
Does the air traffic controller have help from other people?
Yes, many people. For example, the most important, the technicians, technical people who make all the machines, all the computers work. Because we have radar where we can see the traffic and a lot of information, and it's constantly being updated. It's it receives a lot of data, and it has to process. So the technical people have to keep an eye on all the systems, and then we have a lot of people who help us get information on the planes. And of course, the pilots, which are the main protagonist of the story, but the main character of the story. But yes, we have staff even in the tower who can help us get information of what's happening. For example, when there is a delay, what's happening, why there is a delay, and to give information to pilots and to help them. Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks to you.
Hello, David. I am Aziza.
Hello, Aziza.
Is there any reason to make the workplace so high?
Can you repeat the question?
Is there any reason to make the workplace so high?
Yes. Initially, when there were not so many computers, we have to separate the planes visually with our eyes. We only knew there was one plane there, another plane there, and that's why we have to be so high to be above, for example, the forest, the trees, or the other buildings. Because if we were very low, like for example where you are here, you would not see planes. So that's the main reason. Right now it's just a position to allow you to have a wider view of the planes. Mm-hmm. But right now we've got screens. We can also see in the screens.
Is there stress at your job?
Yes, there is. But stress is not something bad itself. I mean, stress makes you be alert, makes you think quicker. So it a little bit of stress, like you've got, for example, speaking in English, is good. The problem is when you get really stressed out. That's the verb. When you are very stressed, you can have what we call a blackout, which is that you're working and suddenly you don't remember what you were doing exactly or what you told some plane. That's a problem. It happens, I would say hardly ever. I mean, it doesn't happen, but it's a hazard to our job. Yes, to stress is something we make courses to deal with. I mean, we have to train to be just only a little bit stressed, not much. Yes.
Thanks, David.
Thanks, Aziza.
Hello, I am Mayra.
Hello, Mayra.
What did you want to be when you were a child?
I grew up in a small village, which is close to Salamanca. It's it's called La Seca de la Armuña. I don't know if you remember it. And when you go to Zamora, and I wanted to be a shepherd, a sheep shepherd. I wanted to have sheep in the wild. But afterwards, when I grew up, I studied physics. I like physics. I still now read something about physics, and I wanted to be a physicist. But somehow my life, as I understand it happens to everybody, twisted, turned out to be another way. I mean, I didn't walk the path I thought I would walk. I just changed. Like change happens to everyone, you know. Thanks.
Hi, David. I'm Pilar another time. Have you experienced any special funny or dangerous situation for you or for other people?
But you mean in as an air traffic controller or
yeah.
Personally? Well, as an air traffic controller, I wouldn't say dangerous, but yes, we make mistakes. Sometimes we make mistakes. For example, you want to talk to a plane called traffic called Iberia 6142, and you say Iberia 6412. Let's say. Sometimes that can be a little bit dangerous because you make someone like turn right, but it's not the plane you talk to, but another plane who turns right, and that it's dangerous. That happens every day. But the system is very resistant, I would say resilience. We can make small mistakes. Just we need to fix them quick, yes? We just to realize, I made a mistake, okay, I fix it. And funny situations, I would say just sometimes when we talk to pilots, they sometimes make jokes on the frequency, you know? Because some of the pilots and some of the air traffic controllers, we know personally each other, so we call us by our names, like Juan, Pedro, Maria, how are you doing? And that's a little bit funny on frequency, because on the frequency everybody's listening what you say. Sometimes they make jokes.
All right. And now, please, my question: did you enjoy traveling by plane?
Yes, a lot, I would say.
Really?
I prefer the train because it's more comfortable, I would say. But yes, I like traveling by plane. It's very safe. I always say to people who are afraid of planes, people who are afraid of flying by a plane, that the most dangerous part, if you go from Madrid, for example, to London or to everyone, the most dangerous part is to get from Ciudad Rodrigo to Madrid with a car. That's the most dangerous part you will do in the whole travel. The plane is really, really safe.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming, David. It was great having you here.
It was my pleasure. Thanks a lot to you all.
Bye, David.
Bye.